up high, up and high. Heaven high.
We are something new. We get high.
We get high.
And high.
High.
Crazy blue.
Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and we've got a great show for you here today. We've got a great episode. If you're not familiar with the show, this is a show where we get comedians high on marijuana and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove that cannabis makes everything funnier. That's what this show is about. We do new episodes every single Tuesday. Some of LA's best comedians come on this show and get high, and they get put to the task. We also do a live show every month at the Upright Citizens Brigade on Franklin. It's the first Saturday of the month at midnight. It's a great time. You should, if you live in the LA area, check out I'm2effinghigh.com. And you can find information about the next live show, where to get tickets, how much they are, all that sort of stuff. I think they're like $7, which is a great deal. So yeah, check that out. Every show sells out, so make sure you get online and do that. I'm super high right now and very, very in a good way because I like being high. So... Yeah, I'm super high right now. It doesn't have to be anything more than that, mm-mm, right? That could be the end of that thought. We do have a great episode today with some really great. I almost said customers.
We do use the show just to find people to sell weed to after.
Yeah, it's fine. We do. That's right. That voice you're hearing there, with me as always, my right hand man, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
Pretty high. Pretty high. I'm a high customer right now.
High customer. Great. Awesome. How you feeling, DJ Blue Dream?
I'm good. It's so funny because normally we never share a microphone, but today we have one more guest in the studio than usual. And so James keeps violently swinging the mic into my lips after every question. I feel like I'm being interviewed on like the BBC right now outside a church instead of I had a podcast. How you feeling, DJ Blue Dream?
Yeah, we're both. The positioning that we're sitting in right now is not super easy for an easy swing, and I feel like we're all doing our best, you know. Let's meet our guests here, shall we?
Yeah.
We have three really, really great comedians from the Upright Citizens Brigade. All three of them perform on Herald Night at the Upright Citizens Brigade. You could check them out on Monday nights, sometimes Thursdays and Fridays. But I'll introduce them individually here. Please welcome first Madison Lanacy.
Excuse me while I light my spirit. Oh God, I got to take a lift from reality.
Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing, Madison?
I'm good. I am very high already.
Perfect.
So.
And so, what is your what's your current relationship to marijuana?
I would say I kind of go in sort of phases, and it's mainly based off of like when I've actually shelled out at the weed store, because I'm like, if I like spend a lot of money on it, I'm like, okay, I gotta be smoking this, you know, like
right.
I spent so much money on it,
yeah.
And then I'll run out and then I'll get too lazy to buy it for like 3 months, and then I'll buy it again, and then it'll just be like 2 months of like it every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you
sound very healthy saying it out loud, but.
So you almost like a bear.
Yes.
You
like, I come in and out of hibernation.
Yeah.
Hibernation.
Write that down.
Write it down. Can you guys write that down?
Okay, that's great. So how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
So I'm really, I would say, at a 9.
Nice.
Yeah. I walked in here thinking, I'm at a 5. This is not enough. And then it hit me later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we does that sometimes.
It
and
does.
You're not like a super frequent smoker, so it was, or are you?
Well, it's like kind of, but like I think I'm used to now smoking from my pen, so like hitting a joint again, I'm like, oh, I'm truly in space right
now.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Different high. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming out and doing some comedic challenges.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. Also here from Harold Knight at UCB, please welcome Peter Banifaz.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's some Peter energy right there.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Peter. Welcome back.
It's always a pleasure, my brother.
Absolutely. So what, where are you at right now, man, with your relationship? I know you've been on the show before, and I'm sure, you know, as all relationships do, they evolve, they change.
Right.
Where are you at right now? What's your relationship to cannabis?
I'm a daily user.
Yeah.
And I have been for a long time.
Smoke weed every day.
Mm-hmm. I'm also here to just buy a gram and then I have to leave. My car's running outside.
Yeah.
But I love weed and, it's like, it's medicinal. It's for me. It's like recreational.
Yeah.
It has so many uses for me.
Great.
I dig it.
And what do you like? My voice really cracked there. What do you usually smoke these days? Are you a? I know you went through a dabbing phase. Mm-hmm. Are you? You also, one thing I love about blazing with you is I feel like you're one of the few friends that consistently smokes blunts, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
What do you usually smoke at home?
I'm what they call in the business as an indica boy.
Okay.
No, I love indicas or indica dominant hybrids.
And what business calls it that?
The
real estate
industry.
Yeah, the real estate industry.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with weed. I love indicas. Sativas never really did it for me. Like, I never get that, like, sativa surge. I just get less high than I do on an indica.
Interesting.
So it's weird how it doesn't work for me. But, I love indicas, hybrids. I love Do-Si-Do. Have you tried that? It's like
that's a sativa dominant hybrid. Though,
I think
it's
indica dominant.
Oh, it's indica dominant.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then stuff like Gorilla Grew number 4, any type of OG, of course.
I'm saying this more honestly for our listeners who can somehow put feelers out there, but my favorite strain I've ever smoked was an OG that I can now not find anywhere, and I had it for 1 week because this one dude who's now moved up to Oregon to like grow weed got it for me. It was called Jupiter OG.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the planet OGs.
One of the planetary OGs.
There's Saturn,
but I've tried Saturn and Mars. They're not
there's
even
a planet
close.
Line? Like
there's a planet line of strains.
Wow.
I love weed names because they're just still in that phase where they're all creative and not like, you know what I mean, 8 Latin words or whatever.
I know. I'm trying to think of that one that's like... But I keep making it just Luke Skywalker, but it's not Luke
Skywalker.
Oh, Skywalker.
Skywalker OG, yeah.
Because apparently there's Skywalker and then there's Skywalker OG. Apparently they're not the same thing.
And OG is like for original, like OG.
It apparently stands for Ocean Grown. And it's the strain that predominantly came from Northern California coast or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anyone knows where I can get Jupiter OG, fucking tweet at I'm Too Up and High, please. And I guess, yeah, now it's legal. You can make it obvious. Make it obvious that you'll sell it to me and I'll buy it from you.
And DJ Blue Dream just also just wrote down here that he'll pay 10 grand for it.
Yep.
How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Let me see. I smoked a little bit today, so I think I'm like at a 7.
7.
I'm at a comfortable, reasonable place. Yeah.
Okay.
In my life.
Hell yeah! Great. Well, welcome.
Thanks
for being
man.
Here.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Also here, we've got Andrew Grace.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
That's perfect for you.
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So how about you? What is your what's your relationship to cannabis?
Yeah, I identified a lot with what you were saying, Madison, about the kind of on and off. Mine is even I probably use weed when, like, you know, a buddy comes into town and they want to go to a dispensary. And then I'm like, I'll do it. And I'll wake up the next day and I was like, did I spend the night in a spa? Like, like, I feel so relaxed. So then I'll buy it. And then for like 2 weeks, I'll be like, just terribly stoned anytime I don't have to do anything. And I realize I don't, yeah, I'll get to a point where I'm just like, you know, packing a lot of bowls out the window, you know? And then I'm just like, ah, I start getting paranoid by neighbors, and then I stop smoking for like 6 or 7 months. Or,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I kind of like, I go, I think if I, someday, I might bring it into my routine if I can leverage productivity with it. But right now, my kind of like, and that's like with me with everything, like, you know, like beer, I try to like limit because I just like, it's just a comfortable thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because so it's like weed. Like I start drinking them like beer is the weed. And then, you know, you gotta moderate.
And then next thing you know, you're waking up in a spa because you got so high, you fell asleep at a spa the night
before. Just anything relaxing. Like you feel like you got back from the, you know, I don't know, something very relaxing.
You wake up at the acupuncturist and it's like,
and he's like, hey, man,
I owe you how much?
You got to get out of here. That's great. And have you ever connected to any sort of like a particular strain that kind of you vibe with? Maybe that's a part of the paranoia problem?
You know, maybe, because the last time I was in, I actually went to Vegas for the first time or for the second time in my life. But I had a buddy in town who loves weed from back in New York, and we went and we found this like sour diesel. They were making it like in New York, and I felt amazing. So who knows? Maybe I need to get some sour diesel. And also, I think weed is just like, you know, for me at least, it's a game. And when I'm high, it's like I gotta just see those negative thoughts or those thoughts of like I'm starting to freak out, and I gotta be like, hey, you know, that's. Don't listen to that.
Yeah, I feel the same. Like, it's a choice. Like, it's a true mindset. Like, do I choose joy or do I choose pain?
Choose wisely.
I like that analogy a lot. Yeah, I like that. I feel like it does feel like you come to a fork in the road.
Yes. At some point. What are we going to do? And it depends mainly on what everybody else does. That's the thing.
That's true.
If everybody's getting a good vibe, then you're like, okay, we're going to have fun.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we strive to do with the show, especially the live show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, lead the audience down that fork in the road. Oh,
definitely. Yeah. The live show has such a great vibe. Here it's horrible, but on the live show.
Yeah.
It's the mic swinging.
The mic swinging.
Yeah. DJ Blue Dream is shirtless for some reason. That's completely making me very uncomfortable.
Mic swinging of all kinds. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
All kinds of mic swinging happening here. And how? Jesus Christ! How high are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say a 9.
Woo!
We got 2 9ers.
Yeah,
2 9ers.
Why do we have 2 9s?
What was
the?
I was 7.
You were 7. Yeah.
That's a pretty good average score across the board.
Yeah, that is good.
I came in here at a 5 too, but as soon as it started, it suddenly hit a 7.
Yeah.
And who knows? It might hit a 9.
New stimulus, you know, you come in a
new stimulus,
room.
Yeah. I'm very stimulated. I'm walking like, ooh.
Awesome, guys. Well, let's thanks again for being here. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And let's go ahead and get to our first round of challenges here. Yeah. This segment is called The Hypothetical Situation.
Hypothetical Situation.
So the hypothetical situation is basically, I'm going to give you guys are high right now, and I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation, and you're going to act that hypothetical situation out. And it's all going to be improvised and such, so anybody can jump in at any time or do any sort of, you know, if you want to take it somewhere or do whatever. It's kind of like It's whatever you want to make the experience.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense?
Yes.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Love it.
And the theme for this episode is bugs.
Dun, dun,
bugs.
Bugs. And Peter, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Awesome. And so Peter, who's at a seven here.
Hi, Peter, seven.
Peter, seven. So Peter, you're at a PTA meeting. Mm. And you're proposing that the school, and you're the principal, you're the principal of a school, and you're proposing to all the parents that the school should make all of the kids wear a wire so that everything is constantly being surveilled.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Peter Banavaz.
Settle down, folks. Let's go ahead and settle down. Take a seat. There's some donuts over here and some coffee. Please enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here. Oh, you also got a cappuccino maker over here. So go ahead and enjoy your cappuccino. Folks, I want to talk to you all about transparency. I'm a parent myself. I got three children at home. I don't know where they are right now, but I'm sure they're fine. What I want to talk to you about, again, is transparency.
Did you say they were at home?
No, they're at home. No, my children, I have children at home. I'm not sure if they're home right now. I was making a joke that just no one caught. Let's talk about transparency.
Sorry, what's the setup of the joke?
I think it's much more important if I continue my speech, but I will just answer that.
Oh, okay, great. I just wasn't sure if you wanted us to pitch on it or...
No. Thank you so much.
It could be funny if they're, like, not at home, but they're, like, at the mall or something. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, it's 8 o'clock at night. It's 8 o'clock at night. They won't be at the mall. They could be at basketball camp or they could be at home with their mom. I don't know. It was a joke that had no
with
setup.
Their mom?
With my mom. With their mom, yes.
In the kitchen. You should be in the kitchen because I heard K sounds are funny. So it's funnier if the joke has a K sound.
No, listen, this is not important. It was a stupid joke that's not important. Okay. I want to talk to you all about this, okay? There are some issues of bullying going on, drugs, yes, maybe even some sexual activity happening here on campus, which obviously we all think is unacceptable, right? There is only one way to curb this situation. I was watching a show called The Wire. Fantastic show. It takes place in Baltimore. It's got mystery. It's got action. It's got drama. Yeah? But that's a whole other story. In this, I was inspired by how well they were able to get information from people who were doing some of the same things, dealing with drugs and dealing with sex and stuff like that. Hear me out now, folks. Hear me out now, folks.
She's saying he wants to have our kids wear a wire that criminals wear when they get info.
So we can hear them have sex?
Not that. I have no interest in hearing them have sex. My interest is...
You brought that up twice.
No. What I want to make sure is that there is not some type of coerced sexual activity or sexual activity that these children are not ready for, okay? Look, we got 14-year-olds in this school, okay? We don't... Who wants 14-year-olds to have sex? How we found out is what we find out by what they say to each other, okay? We can't get on their social media. They're too smart, right? So we find out about what they say with each other. Okay, so here's a little scenario I have, okay? James, you over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the one who said the kitchen thing earlier because right. I know I've been studying right. What's funny.
So let's pretend you're a teenager, okay? Yeah. And I'm going to come up to you, and this is how I'm going to sort of talk you into wearing a wire, okay?
Okay.
Like, hey, and I'm wearing a wig, and I'm going to pretend the student myself. Hey, dude, what's swaying back and forth, dude?
Why are you wearing a wig?
But you're going to think I'm a kid.
Well, no, I'm going to look at it as someone who's pretending to be a kid and is wearing a wig. I'm going to
even fine. I'm wearing a wig because I just came back from a snow accident, dude. And my hat fell off. Hey, that's not important. Listen, dude.
Could I just say that, I think you might have something with that character that you were just doing.
No. I'm not. The character is not the important part. Okay?
No, I thought it was kind of funny. I thought like.
I was sounding like a kid, the way kids talk
to you. Totally.
These days.
I got it. Okay. Like, I think just.
I liked the dance.
Yeah,
the dance that I was doing. Yeah, they call it a dip or the dap or the dupe. They call it something like that.
Okay.
What's important here is this. I'm trying to make a point of how we're going to be able to convince these kids to wear this wire, because technically it's not legal. You can't force someone to wear a wire, right? It's against the violation of their property right. No, not property rights. What am I saying? I don't know. It's a violation of something. Okay, so let's go back to a little thing we've been doing, huh? Yeah. James L.
I like the character.
No, that's not important. Folks, this is about our children.
The character development.
I'm not auditioning for Saturday Night Live. I'm trying to save our children.
My dad works for UTA.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a huge agency.
Yeah, he's always talking about how they need more character actors who can be
really
convincing.
You should do it, man. You're so funny. Dude, you should do it. Totally. Dude.
I appreciate
Principal,
it.
You should do it.
No, I appreciate it. But please, let me just...
It's Saturday Night Live! And your newest cast member, a Principal Manifest!
Hello, everybody! I really can't believe I'm here. A couple of days ago, I was literally giving a speech on transparency and how to put illegal wiretapping on our children, and now I'm here. But let me tell you, it's a real joy. Wow. Let me start with a couple of jokes. You know, I'm an old guy. I've been around the block a few times, but that's mostly because I live in LA and I can never find parking. Is this thing on? I'm kidding. I know it's on. Wow. What's up with chewing gum these days? There's so many flavors. My wife and I, we've been married 25 years. And the other day I asked my wife, honey, what do you want to do for this anniversary? And she said, get a divorce and have sex with someone else.
We cut back to the auditorium at the high school. Hey, sorry it was so short-lived, man. I thought you were really funny.
I'll be honest, it was a disaster because every member of the audience walked out. Then after that, security escorted me out of the building and used my head to open the door. Yeah.
Anyway, Peter Banifaz. That's great, man. Awesome. Good. So, Madison, we're gonna have you go next.
Great.
So again, the theme is bugs, and
what is the theme? Control, by the way. Sorry, I got confused.
It's just the theme of the hypothetical situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're what,
they're all loosely bug related.
Okay, yeah. I was yes.
Exactly. And you are going to do this one. DJ Blue Dream here will start out with you, but again, anybody can jump in and play. Your situation is you are Herbie the Love Bug.
Okay.
And you are talking to your agent because you are upset you haven't been in any projects.
Okay.
Since your previous movie.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
The car? Herbie
yeah.
Okay.
Madison Lanacy.
Beep, beep.
Oh. Hey, Herb, come on in.
Hey. Beep, beep.
Hey, what's up,
dude? I'm pissed, beep.
I know. Look, we all got a lot going on. Come into my office. Go into my office, okay? Yeah, you're mad.
What's the deal?
What's up?
I've seen that damn school bus, that trendy new school bus in Little Miss Sunshine. Why didn't I get that fucking role? Beep, beep.
I know. I try to push for you for that, okay? It's just... A lot of people think maybe, I hate to say this, but maybe you've like come to the end of your range, you know?
Oh.
There's not only so much you can do being Herbie the Love Bug. It's a really specific look. You're I could look it up. No, I'm trying to see what, I'm trying to look closely to see what color you are, but I realize I don't remember. I don't remember the.
I don't even remember.
Oh, that's right. You have like a blue stripe in front of you. That's right. I just remembered you had a blue stripe and the number 53, right?
Yeah,
that's really specific.
The stripe's gone. The stripe's gone. It's worn off.
I see
through
that.
Time.
I see that.
I'm old. I'm never going to work in this town.
You're not old. Hey.
No, I'm going to quit.
I know. Look, it's an ageist industry against older cars, okay? But there's other roles that could, I don't know, come along one day. You could write something for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like a YouTube tutorial.
Okay. See, I don't know what that is, but I know a little bit about it from my kid who's at the high school. I don't know why I had to say that, but my kids, I'm a UT agent. I have a kid who's in a high school in this town. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
That's that guy from SNL who was on for a year.
That was the principal. Yeah, yeah.
Now maybe we could collab.
You know, he was on for a year. That was actually a pretty good run for him.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
Yeah. It's hard to get on.
It's hard to get on. And then a year. With that guy, had one principal character.
Did you see his Joe Biden?
Oh, funny.
No.
You didn't think so?
I thought it was, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Listen, what do you want? What do you want from this? Where do you see yourself being in a year?
I'd love to work with Lindsay Lohan.
Again.
Yeah. I thought she was fun.
Oh my God.
She was funny.
You want me to put you in another movie with Lindsay Lohan and it's still, it's not Herbie the Love Bug or Herbie the Love Bug related?
Yeah, I don't want to play a car. I don't want to play a car. I'm done with that.
Okay, what?
Okay, so...
Beep, beep!
Oh, hi. Is there somebody inside that car for the audition here?
No. It's just me.
Okay, so you're auditioning for this guest role on NCIS.
Thank you.
And
do you want me to step on the tape?
No. Please don't. You could stay right. I'll come to you. I'll come to you. You don't have to go anywhere. Okay, so go ahead and slate.
Hi, I'm Herbie the Car, beep, beep, and I will be doing the role of gunman number 5.
All right, very good. And I'll read with you here. Hey!
Beep.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm so sorry.
Did you not prepare?
No, it's just my horn, it honks, it's part of my system programming.
Your horn, it honks. Okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, this is a professional. Look,
and I'm an actor. I've been in several movies.
Herbie, I'm an auto mechanic. I can't make the accommodations more comfortable for you. I'm sorry that the lift gate is uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. It's extremely, extremely uncomfortable. And I haven't been... Look, what can you do? I need to be more human. Can you do that?
I can only change your oil, you know?
Can you change my voice, please? Can you please? Oil.
We cut to another audition waiting room. Herbie is sitting there covered with human skin and talking to other people in the audition room in a different voice.
How you like me now?
Oh my God. Bro, what's your deal?
Oh my God. Oh, what's my deal?
The fuck is up with your skin?
What? Yeah.
Whoa, you mean this smooth stuff?
Oh.
Ugh. Yeah, nobody with real skin talks like that.
Oh.
What's up with you, dude?
And it looks like so many different shades of different people's skins.
Wait, hold on.
What do you have against different colored skin?
Nothing. We have nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Wait a second. Something's not right. Shh. Whoa.
It's a car.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh my God. I thought you were such a weird shaped person this whole time.
You should have led with this. It's much less weird than what you were doing before. What's your deal, huh?
Look, I just want to be like everybody in the movies, okay? I want to have a long career. I want to be like Leo DiCaprio, still making movies, still having fun, doing what he loves. I mean, why? I can't now. I'm sorry. I spent some time in the South to try to get some more experience. Why can't I be in the movies like everybody else?
Wait a second. There's something there.
Beep.
I know a production about the South that's filmed in the South that could really use a Southern accent like that.
Well, I'll be.
Wait, if you have that kind of connections, why are you here auditioning for another project?
Oh, I'm actually the casting director. I like to come out and sort of sit amongst everybody, kind of see what the vibe of everybody is. Just kind of pretend I'm one of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I take back everything I said.
It's a part of my process. It's a part of my process.
And I'd like to direct you in my next movie.
No! Martin Scorsese!
I like to sit in audition rooms too, just pretend I'm part of the vibe and really get to know everybody.
Mike Scorsese, I'm such a big fan.
Are you calling me Mike Scorsese?
Yes, that's me.
Right. Like, yeah, Mike Scorsese, the director of Goodfellas Part 2. Right?
Listen, let's all ignore all of that hubbub and let's talk story. Am I a Georgia peach? Am I angry farmer? What am I?
I think you're a car parked in a parking lot outside of a Piggly Wiggly.
Okay, how many lines do I have?
I'm not some damn extra.
Sounds like it's a straight to offer. I take it.
Madison Lannissey.
I did the voice.
I love it.
Couldn't get out of it.
I love it.
Yeah, I was like, really so didn't funny. Anticipate, think forward into that.
Andrew, you're going to go next.
Okay.
So, Andrew, your situation is you are not an exterminator.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself a bug negotiator.
Okay.
And you've been hired to come to this office building to negotiate to get the cockroaches out. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, great.
All right, here we go.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad that you could make it. I know I called you. You're the exterminator?
Say no more. Yeah. Sorry, there was a lot of traffic on the way in.
Okay, great. How much, what kind of chemicals are we talking about here? I just want to make sure. Do I need to clear out the whole first floor of the building?
No, I don't know what I'm going to use yet. I first have to link up with these roaches and figure out what it's going to take to get them on the, to get them to sign on the dotted line.
I'm sorry, what? When you say, so we're talking about?
Talking about what? Negotiation. Talking about completing a negotiation. I'm not an exterminator, Jack. I'm a cockroach negotiator. And, you know, the United States government may not negotiate with terrorists, but I sure as hell negotiate with cockroaches.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're all over the fucking place. All right, whatever, man. Whatever you, if it works, it works. Just, I just got to get him out of here.
Okay, understood.
This is an important office building.
Really?
Very important. There's a lot of important, you know, companies and stuff. Boutique and larger ones.
Wow, it sounds interesting.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to need, all right. Do you want to get these bugs out of here?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to need your biggest boardroom and a bucket of coffee.
a bucket of...
Okay, well, let me get going. Wait.
Hey, Tom. Tom.
Yeah? What's up?
Get this guy a bucket of coffee, please, and take him on down to the red boardroom. The red one.
The red boardroom.
The red boardroom.
They're having a very important meeting. Yeah. This is a very important office building.
Do you want this place to be eaten up by... Yeah, it's an important building.
You're doing important stuff.
Yeah, it's an important building. But you can't negotiate with cockroaches. I can. So if you can't get me in that boardroom with a big bucket of coffee, we're going to have a problem with these cockroaches. So I suggest you move,
all
sir.
All right.
Okay, so Tom is going to grab that. Now, what are you going to do now? You're going to like...
Well, I'm right now. If it starts, I just need to know the boardroom's there in case this goes long. Because
you're not gonna just sit in the boardroom and drink coffee all day, right? Like you're gonna.
Shh, I hear them.
Okay, great.
Let me get my. What do you want? What do you want? I need. My name is Andrew. My name is.
my name is Sullivan. My name is Sullivan.
Look, Sully.
Oh, my God. They've all gathered together to make a a giant, like...
My name's Paquita.
Oh, my God. There's two of them. They're, like, huge. There's thousands of cockroaches.
Easy, easy. Let me work. All right. I want to know, what's it going to take to get us all home tonight? To get you home? To get me home? To get everyone home? I need you to leave this building, and you know that. You knew that when you came in.
I guess, literally.
We have a family.
We have a family. We have a lot of family.
What are your demands?
Literally anything that's edible. Like, we will eat anything that's even remotely. Like, we eat even cardboard. Like, I was reading an article. I mean, like there's an article about us that says, like, we'll even eat hair and, like, nail. Like, we'll eat anything that's organic matter.
You'll never get us down. Even if you smash us, we... lay eggs when you smash us. I was reading an article about us, and I saw it.
Not a lot of people know this about us cockroaches, but our favorite thing to do is read about ourselves academically. Love reading about ourselves in academic terms.
Oh, yeah.
I know this. I know you're a smart bunch. I know what I'm up against, and I don't take it lightly, not for a second. What is it going to take to get you out of this office building?
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst ourselves. I mean, okay. We could ask for other food stuff, obviously. We love
that. That'll work. How about medicine?
Oh, medicine. We love medicine.
Well, yeah, because we, you know, for like our chronic cough.
How about weed?
Oh, weed.
Speaking of chronic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's right. I've been reading a lot of articles about the burgeoning cannabis industry in California, but how it's some of it is a mirage, you know?
Oh, my God. I've read that. I've read that the weed in New York isn't as strong, but they still have it, but it's just not as strong.
I'm actually, I'll be honest, I'm just actually working on my first article that I'm writing myself about the differences between the East Coast weed and the West Coast weed.
Oh, that's very interesting.
That's crazy.
It doesn't help me get you out of this building.
Weed. Okay? We want weed. Lots,
you want weed?
We want lots of weed.
How much?
I don't know, like $50
worth?
Are you guys sure?
$50 worth.
I'll get back
$50.
To you.
$50.
We got an issue here. These roaches, they don't want anything. I could smell it from a mile away. They're just playing games with me. They're playing games with me, and I'm not going to play them with them. So I need to change my tactics.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever it is you have to do. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Yeah.
Does violence scare you, Jack?
I would say yes, absolutely.
What I'm about to do is going to be very violent.
I'm bringing out the big guns. I'm going to come in here.
Oh my God.
Chemicals in hand. And I'm going to kill each and every last one of them.
Good night, little Brigitte. I named you after me. And good night, little Timothy. Just a one-year-old. And a 2-year-old.
Good night, all 600 of my children.
Good night, Dan.
Good night.
Good night.
We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
There they are. Good night. Saying good night to each other. They have no idea we're right above them. With the spray bottle, Jack, you ready for this?
Is it really necessary that we have to be on this rope hanging from the ceiling?
Jack,
these night vision goggles.
Is Jack, I want you to stop eating that fucking questioning food and start eating trigger food. I need you to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. I did it.
All my children. All of my children.
You're still alive.
Oh, thank God.
Looks like this.
But all of our children are dead.
Okay.
Only the children die.
Andrew, why? You're so distant at dinner. How was work today? Did you have any customers?
It was fine. It was good. It was work, right?
Yeah, is everything.
Nah, it's.
You had a 1,000-yard stare again and grinding your teeth.
I can't do this much longer. I just can't be a cockroach negotiator. Just put in my time, and all I see is little antennas just begging me to stop.
Andrew Grace. Oh, man. That's so funny. Guys, that's the hypothetical situation. That was so fun. How did that feel? You guys were high. You did some comedic challenges. How you feel?
That was very fucking fun.
Yeah, that was
I'm
fun.
I'm sorry. I have to swear.
Was it wrong for me to put in a hard candy in with the mic?
Not at all.
I did it last episode.
It was like ASMR. So
people like that.
Yeah, we'll gain some listeners
cool.
from this. Yeah.
Very cool.
Guys, that was super fun. You guys worked really hard. So we're going to take a little blaze break.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
You should do the same if you're listening. Roll it, pack it, smoke it. We'll be right back. Hey, stoners. This episode is brought to you by Vail. If you're like me, you love the smell of cannabis. But sometimes you find yourself with someone who doesn't enjoy it as much as I do. Like a priest. If you ever need to hide the smell of weed, Vail is here to help. Vail is the odor elimination spray made for the modern cannabis smoker. Vail doesn't just mask the smell of smoke, it actually breaks it down on a molecular level. Vail was developed by chemists with 30 plus years of experience, which is also about as long as I've been smoking weed, and is eco-friendly, non-toxic, and made in the USA. Combining notes of sweet orange, cracked black pepper, and Virginia cedar, Vail doesn't just eliminate cannabis smoke odor, it smells great too. Get yourself a bottle of Vail today at smellvail.com. That's smell, S-M-E-L-L, Vail, V-E-I-L.com. And use promo code 2HIGH at checkout to get 25% off your first order. That's SmellVail, spelled V-E-I-L, and promo code 2HIGH, T-O-O-H-I-G-H. Check it out and get that 25% off today. Welcome back, everybody. We just got a little bit high. Hope you did, too. And we are, before we get to our last round of challenges here, we're going to check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me the excitation.
Not bad vibes.
Good.
Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay. I don't know if you guys are familiar with... Sorry. I feel like a lot of people are. Like the TV versions of movies that have swear words in them and stuff. Have you seen like clips from those or ever try to watch one? Like
oh man, Goodfellas,
like Scarface.
Goodfellas on network TV is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It really is. I mean, any gangster movie, I feel like it's good. Scarface is incredible.
It's just ridiculous.
But yeah, I'm gonna play a scene from the Big Lebowski's TV version. If you haven't seen the movie, or it's not a big spoiler. It's when John Goodman walks out to, like goes crazy on this kid who he thinks whatever, I forget it what it was. I'm fucking high, but he goes and smashes the kid's car up. I think that's what it is. Okay, great.
Oh yeah.
This is that scene, but this is the censored version. I guess it helps if you've seen the real one.
Language problem here. A little Ethel stonewalling me.
Walter, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Here you go, Larry. You see what happens? You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens? This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps? This is what happens.
Find a stranger in the Alps.
Larry! You see what happens, Larry? This is what happens when you feed a
stoner
scrambled eggs. What happens, Larry?
Baby.
This is what happens when you fool a stranger.
What the hell are you doing, man? Oh, stop
it! Hey, man.
I just bought that guy last week.
Whoa.
I'm gonna kill you. Man. I just bought that guy last week.
Come on, man.
I'll kill you, Carmen.
No. Hey, that's not his head.
No, man.
No. Oh, no. Man. No!
Like that.
Ah.
No!
Ah. No!
I'm kidding you! I'm gonna kill you!
I'm kidding you!
Ah.
Stranger in the Alps.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of those you can look up online. There's just different movies.
Also terrifying, the reality of finding a stranger in the Alps.
That was the Good Vibes. That was DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute. Cool. Let's get to our last round of challenges here. So this last segment here is called Campaign in the Membrane.
Ooh.
Campaign in the Brain. And so basically, this is the three of you guys are going to be, you're all politicians. You guys are all running against each other, and you are at a debate. And I'm going to give each of you the thing that you, the platform you're running on. And then when we start the debates, that's what you have to make sense of. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I zoned at the very end. So I was diligently listening throughout, but then at the very end, I freaked out and thought of something else.
Perfect.
There was just this very funny moment of silence between James and Andrew.
I dropped out in the middle.
Yeah.
What is it? So we fight for our perspective.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
This is what your platform is about.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Peter, yours is going to be that speed limits are going to be changed to speed minimums.
Nice.
All right.
Out of sight. Out of sight.
Yeah. Madison, yours is you want to pick Oklahoma up and put it in the Pacific Ocean to create a brand new island.
Wow.
For America to have.
Okay. Out of sight.
Yeah. Andrew, yours is going to be no more horses in America.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. So DJ Blue Dream, could we get maybe a little bit of like, I don't know, like some political sounding music? Yeah. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I am your host, James Blitzer. And we are here for the 2019 debates to see who is going to be the next president of the United States in 2020. We've got three very qualified candidates here, and we're going to find out what some of their ideas are. Well, they're here to talk specifically about one of their platforms, and we'll go into detail about that. But first, let's meet our candidates. All the way from Austin, Texas.
I'm Nancy Calloway. Okay.
Right. Okay.
They were laughing at my name.
No, I don't. I don't think it was your name. I think maybe they liked you.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like them too. Oh. Is something funny again? I must have missed the. Nope. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it seems that the audience thinks you're very funny. So that seems like a good thing to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. I think they're very funny, too.
Also here, of course, all the way from Portland, Maine.
I am Jonathan Crystal. Oh, no. Right. Nobody reacted.
Yeah, sorry. I guess maybe they don't think you're very funny, but that's okay. That's not why we're here.
No.
Jonathan Crystal, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And then finally, we've got all the way from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Y'all doing? My name is Chris Ramey.
What did I say wrong? I don't know. I literally just introduced my name just like everybody else.
I don't know. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not.
I'm a pretty serious person, so I'm just surprised too. But
okay. What the fuck is
going on? Well, it definitely seems like they think Kelly is the funniest
Nancy.
One. Sorry, Nancy. Nancy Calloway. That's what you said.
Yes. Well, we don't. We're not all named Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure who that was a dig to, but my guess is probably Kelly's won't be voting for you this year. All right. So I understand. We'll start with you, Jonathan. Crystal.
Gladly.
Yeah. So you've been running on this platform. Yes. This has been the pinnacle of your platform, right?
Yes.
Is you want speed limits across the country to be speed minimums.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here in front of my constituents. For years and years, the automotive industry has added more and more horsepower to cars. And do we love it? Yes. My car is 450 horsepower, okay? Now, that means that cars can go faster. Why do we have limits if we keep increasing our engine displacement? Can I hear a, oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
I appreciate that, by the way. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Nancy, that was very nice. You don't have
Thank
to do
Nancy,
that.
Yeah.
You don't have you, to you do that.
He was just, he was dying
yeah.
up there and
yeah.
I'm no, sorry. He was
okay.
dying up there.
Yeah.
This is not a ridiculous idea. The German Autobahn has been doing it for decades upon decades, okay? Why can't I get into my Porsche 4C Carrera, okay, and pound the pavement and keep pounding the pavement till I'm 180, okay? Going 180. Why in a country where we pride ourselves in freedom are we restricting our speed?
Well, the one thing about your platform that I could understand an argument perhaps for not restricting speed, but you actually want to keep the signs the way they are, and that's the minimum speed you have to travel at.
Exactly. Because if I'm going 180 degrees, your dumbass can't be going 40 because I'm going to crash into you and then everyone dies. Listen, I've been to the German Autobahn, okay? And the one thing that keeps accidents there considerably less than here in the U.S. is that everyone's going fast, okay? So no one's ever reaching each other.
Data you have, Chris, on that?
Data? The data of my eyes. I saw it with myself. I saw it by myself, okay? I sat there by a turnpike next to the Autobahn for over 3 days. Not drinking, not eating. Only surviving by eating. I was eating a little bit. Anyway, I saw it with my own eyes, okay?
Nancy, Chris, would you like to weigh in at all?
Please do.
Chris, I'll go ahead and let you, you start.
Well, thank you, Nance. I got to say, man, you're running for president, but you don't have this country's best intentions at heart, and I think you're out of your skull. What the hell do you want? Why do you want no speed limits? You know how many there are people in my state dying.
Well,
it's
interesting that you would bring that up, Chris, because you know you're running on this platform of no more horses in America. Mm-hmm. So don't you think that that's a little bit hypocritical for you to take away one mode of transportation for probably hundreds of people in America? And
thank you, Mr. Blitzer. Thank you. Thank you.
James Blitzer.
James, I think you're missing the point. We don't see it that way. And most of America doesn't see it that way. The majority of people I talk
to... Most America? Let me guess. You forgot Hawaii.
I actually
people
was...
People forget about islands.
That is,
that's true.
I love
true.
Hawaii. I just got back from Hawaii, the Hilton Hawaiian vacation. And it
yes,
was...
but did you remember it? Did you remember it? We think you've forgotten Hawaii.
We think you've forgotten Hawaii.
I remember the food was lovely, and my kids loved it. My kids loved Hawaii. Anyway, yes. So
no horses anywhere.
No horses in the United States of America. They are a relic of the past, and we need to move forward as a nation. And this symbol, this moment where we say no more horses, is the moment where we as a country
hop into the next fucking zone.
Can I please have some clarification on that? I mean, all right, everybody, calm, everyone. Okay.
And I couldn't even get
I don't
a,
understand
oh, yeah.
what really
I couldn't
gets
even get
them
a, oh,
go-
yeah? Sorry.
I mean, I'm just as confused as you are, but I can't even, first of all, I just kind of slipped my brain what I was going to say, but what I am going to say is that, oh, yes, that's right. What is this next zone? What is this next zone that you speak of? You talk in circles and vague generalities.
Space. When we went to space and landed on the moon, that was a zone, okay? It was a small zone, okay? I am talking about a big, big zone.
Wait, this would be bigger than landing on the moon?
Yes.
You know, James, if the good senator from Florida could remember that there was a wonderful book that came out many, many years ago called A Boy and His Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a boy who I think he was blind or he was an orphan, something like that. But guess what gave him life and hope? A beautiful black stallion. Is the good senator from Florida insinuating that horses have no benefit in today's American society?
You know, throwing leeches on your body used to give people hope, you know? But, you know, we move past that. And I can tell you, if you were to throw leeches on you, I would take the same stance. Take those leeches off your body and go to a hospital.
Okay. I've had a leech on my back for over 3 years.
And what about agricultural gain?
I believe that if we can stimulate the tractor business.
Why are you whispering to me? Why are you whispering?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting, Governor, that you want to talk about agriculture because, you know, you're proposing a state in America that
has...
A new ecosystem
completely. The Wild West, Midwest meets... island culture, island ecosystems. We double the resources. We take what we need from the deserts. We combine them with what we need from the tropics. And it's the future. It's the future.
Okay. I understand, you know, you want to pull Oklahoma out of the soil.
That's right.
And transfer it over into the Pacific Ocean, creating this new island, right?
That's right.
Well, how are you going to accomplish this, Governor? I mean, you're talking here about what, like, how many helicopters are you going to need for this?
The national resources that we've set aside for this project are astronomical. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to glib. I'm not going to glitz. I'm not going to do a little song and dance for you people. I'm going to tell the truth. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the facts. I'm going to tell you exactly where we are. I'm going to tell you exactly where we need to be. And I'm going to tell you the number to get there. And you're going to pay that number or else your children will wake up. Not at all, because the resources will have already run out by then. It's a very...
James, can the governor, the good governor, could she please explain to us why she thinks adding trillions upon gajillions more to the deficit benefits Americans?
Yeah.
Huh?
I did feel the last part of what you said was unnecessary, but I will say that, you know, we're money talks, but the truth is we're running out of resources fast. With my new hybrid ecosystem of Oklahoma in an island Pacific culture, we're going to be creating food that has the same nutrient as a regular plant, but it's doubled, has the same smell
well,
as your mom's kitchen.
Well, on a practical level, Governor, when you fly Oklahoma over to the Pacific Ocean, what are you going to do if Oklahoma falls on Nevada? And are people going to be on Oklahoma when it's flying through the
well,
air?
Well, it certainly can't take a train. Okay, that was the only thing that didn't get a laugh from the crowd, and that was my one planned joke.
Out of curiosity, Governor, what was the setup for that joke? Maybe I can help you a little bit.
Listen, I had a writer who obviously did that for me. So let's just get back to the facts. If you're flying, we have the best technology. We have the same ropes that carried some of the heaviest steel beams and some of the greatest skyscrapers you see in the New York City line. We have the technology, we have the resources. It's just a matter of having the courage.
Okay. Wow. Well, I got to say, this has been the wackiest debate I've ever been a part of as a member of CNN, Cannabis News Network.
Can I just say a joke? Can I just say one joke, please? I'm a little older now. I guess you could say I've been around the block a few times, but that's because I live in LA and there's never any parking. What?
That's campaign in the membrane. Oh man. Guys, what a blast.
That was like a fun.
Yeah, this whole show has been so fun. How you feeling? You got high?
Yeah.
How you holding up, Andrew?
I feel, yeah, you know, there was a moment where I thought I might have been driving a little too fast, but I'm kind of coming down. I'm okay. At a good speed. I can see where I'm going and I'm pretty happy.
Great. Okay. How are you guys doing?
I am very high.
Great.
Perfect. I don't know. There was like times where I'd be like, oh, everyone speaks the same language as me. And then like halfway through, I'd be like, nope.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great. So that'll be good for the show we have later, I think.
This was a blast, you guys. Thank you. Thanks again for coming out and
thank
doing
you so
this,
much
helping
for
us
dude.
Normalize cannabis through the language of comedy. That's our goal here. And where can people find you on social media? Do you want people to find you?
Sure. Yeah. At Lannis100, LANES100. It's my college email.
Great. Peter?
I'd like people to find me too at PBANI, PBANI.
Great.
At Instagrizzy.
My Instagram account is Andrew P. Grace.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can find us at I'm Too Effing High on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And check out, again, I'mTooEffingHigh.com for information on our upcoming live shows if you're in the LA area. Give us a listen. New episodes every Tuesday. Thanks, guys. Stay too effing high.
Hey guys, I'm Stevie Nelson.
And I'm Dave Horowitz.
And we're the hosts of I Burn Everything.
It's a podcast about food and relationships, which, you know, if we're being honest, are two out of the three things people want to talk about anyway.
What's the third thing?
Netflix.
Okay. We'd like you to rate, review, and subscribe if you like it. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, Apple, iPod.
Stitcher.
Do you still have iPods? If you have an iPod, do it on an iPod. I don't know.
If you have a Zune,
do it on your
Zune.
It's
probably hard to even charge them now.
Yeah, good luck. And if you have a Tamagotchi, you can't do any of this.
Yeah, you can't stream audio on a Tamagotchi, but you can feed them.
Yeah, you still
so
keep
feed
feeding
those little buggers. They're hungry. Bye.
Bye.
Campfire.